Good morning, everyone. I'm doing a old podcast that back from January 13th. The reason I'm doing it is because I have a friend, Angie, that I met from the Pocket Rehab app. She's having, she's training cyber, been training cyber, but it's not my place to tell her story, but she's having high anxiety today, going around family, I think she said, for the first time, cleaning cyber. And so I wanted to do this for her, the negative emotions, and I'm going to find some work. Resources and stuff for anxiety alone. And if y'all hear background noise, I'm outside. It's a beautiful day today here in Mountain View, Arkansas. And negative emotions. It's been a very difficult day for me today. Thank God a few of my friends was here to talk to and encourage me. Sometimes just having someone to talk to about what is going on inside of me is all I need to feel better. Today's challenge: come up with a plan for dealing with negative emotions so you don't use. Because drugs and alcohol give you a feeling of euphoria, they are commonly used to deal with negative emotions. Other compulsive behaviors like shopping, gambling, and sex are also used in this same mood-changing way. It's important to learn healthy coping skills and have a plan for how to use them so that you can face negative emotions without drinking or using. Having healthy coping skills means you're able to distract yourself, self-soothe, improve the situation. And my advice to her when we were talking, because we've been talking pretty much all morning, and I gave her that advice about going take some time, her some me time, go somewhere, meditate, or whatever it is that she does feel positive in, go do it. And she texted me back and she said, "I'm going to do that." And so I wanted to share this with her because I went through all my podcasts. I knew I had something on negative emotions, but I'm going to find something on just anxiety and how to deal with it, because I have severe anxiety, severe. I'm on medication, and my anxiety is still high because I guess it's because out of all the drug usage throughout the years and the alcohol, my body is still changing, even though I've been clean over a year. And I'm doing better. I'm actually doing better with the meds, but still, some days I'm just, the anxiety is so awful that it's just unbearable to deal with. Okay. Continuing, let's work together to come up with a healthy plan for dealing with negative emotions using this list. Distraction. What activities are exciting or entertaining enough to offer a distraction when you are uncomfortable or upset? Me, YouTube, Bible, recovery work, or journal. Journaling lately has been helping me a lot. In one of my groups, sister groups, I forgot to do it yesterday because I was so hurting with my teeth, but we're actually doing 7-day journal prompts where she gives us something, a topic to talk about or journal, and I love it. My words have been flowing so easily, and I'm actually doing it because the only time I was doing it was when I was upset or just angry or what have you. But doing it every day has, I think, been an improvement for me. Okay, self-soothing. What actions can you take to calm you down when worked up or angry? Meditation, I suggest that meditation. I have self-soothing music on YouTube that I listen to, and I think the group is Musica, M-U-S-I-Q-U-A, and I never thought in a million years I would like that kind of music. It's amazing. So I think I posted it on my Facebook group, Recovery Tools and Challenges, if you would like to look at that. Improve the situation. What do you have the power to control in bad situations in order to make them better? Here's a great link you want to see. I'm freaking out. Now what? Nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, difficulty. I have never in my life envied a human being who led an easy life. I have envied a great many people who led difficult lives and led them well. That was from written from Theodore Roosevelt. And I appreciate y'all listening to me. And thank you all for the love and support you give me. And that was a podcast for Angie. She knows who it is. She knows who she is. And knows I'm here for you anytime. And that's for anybody. I'm here to help you find resources for you. Just to make recovery easier and to deal with every day. Love y'all and hope y'all have a blessed Saturday.